What's up, everybody? And we are back for another NFL Week 12 preview. Okay, sponsored by BetMGM. Here we go, guys. We are back for Week 12 of Anything Better NFL preview with BetMGM season. We've been using BetMGM. They have the best, most reliable lines out there to make all your picks. And we have special offers for our listeners every week. If you haven't signed up to BetMGM yet, use bonus code BURR. That's B-U-R-R. Couldn't be more easy. You'll get $100 free after placing your first $1 bet. Here's how it works. You go to BetMGM, you download the app, you sign up using bonus code BURR. That's B-U-R-R. Okay, place your first $1 moneyline bet, NFL game. That's it. You'll receive $100 in free bets immediately after placing your bet, regardless of the outcome. Just make sure you use bonus code BURR when you sign up. They're going to give you that free bet. They're going to give you that free money. Could not be more easy. People are having a great time with us. And what can I say about Week 11? Bill Burr does, I don't even know what we're going to call this. The guy goes unimaginable, unforgivable, and then gets it all back with another unimaginable. And he goes 4-0 again. And I go 1-3 because the fucking Giants stink. I'm fucking done. We'll get into that. Congratulations, Billy. Now you got to.
Hey, it's feast or famine over here, Paul. Feast or famine. I'm either crushing it or just hanging my head, getting pelted with snowballs. So, you know, still a lot of time left, Paul.
A lot of time left
in the season. That's why, you know, I don't give a shit about the record. You know, I'm taking it one week at a time.
We got seven weeks left, but you've turned.
You know, I went to the Raiders game, and I had Joe Burrow, LSU great. I had him. What was it? They were laying one. You know, Raiders are in disarray. I got to tell you, it's a shout out to all the whole Raiders organization. They treated me amazing. Treated me amazing. But at the end of the day, Paul, I'm trying to beat you here in gambling, and I had to go with what I thought, you know? So what are you going to do? I'll tell you what I'm excited. Paul, I am as excited about my New England Patriots as you were distraught about your Packers. But we'll talk about that on the Anything Better podcast. What we're here to do, Paul, is we're here to talk about gambling. And I understand there was a little bit of a controversy with the Monday Night Special. Boo-doo-boo. Put some money for you.
Yes. Well, I want to address that. A couple of people on Twitter, some people saying that I don't know what it was, but what we said, and if you listened, was Tom Brady throwing two, Daniel Jones running for one. And some people, I think there was some confusion. Apologize if anybody was confused, but if you listen to it, we listened back, and that's what it was. And we had to take the under-over down just because it wasn't registering. Right, Andrew? Is that what happened?
Yeah, for the most part.
All right. So anyway, we'll be clear with all of the moving forward, but we said rushing. And it will say when you look at the Monday Night Special, when we do talk about a quarterback throwing, it will say throw touchdown. You'll see the word throw. And if it says like another quarterback, one touchdown, it means rushing. It'll say throw, though, to be clear.
Scared of us over there at BetMGM. That Monday Night Special, we've been hitting that more times lately.
And we've been coming close when we didn't. When we do miss, we come close. Like, we got them on the edge of their seat, Bill.
We got them right where we want them.
I don't know what to say. I'm going to just say this. I'm just going to say this to. I just have to say this to vent. Bill, I called Bill last night. I have watched my New York football Giants. You could see the sign on top of my door. Okay. I have watched my New York football Giants. I've been a fan since I'm 8 years old. All right. I have never seen a team allow an offensive line. Okay. They ruined the last 3 years of Eli. They're ruining this fucking kid. They're ruining fucking Saquon Barkley. And on top of that, we don't fucking blitz. How am I a comedian? I tell dick jokes for a living in fucking strip malls. How am I watching a game going, why aren't they blitzing? Why aren't they blitzing? Why are they rushing four? Why is Tom Brady look like he's in the backyard on fucking Thanksgiving with his family throwing the fucking ball? And I got the fucking announcer saying it. Everybody's saying it. That's how you beat Tom Brady. That's how you beat Tom Brady. Everybody knows that's how you, that's the only way you beat him. The only way you beat Tom Brady in this fucking game is you got to knock him on his ass and you got to fucking make him think. That's when he gets the ball out. That's when he makes mistakes. He's sitting back there. The only thing the guy didn't do is put a fucking, put fucking tanning on his face and look, get a fucking tan. He could have sat there so fucking long. It was one of the most frustrating things. I'm fucking done. They got to burn it down, fire everybody. I'm fucking done, dude. It was ridiculous watching him sit in the pocket that long. Our offensive line stinks. We have no defense. I don't even know what to say. It's a fucking embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. One of the best franchises in the history of football, and we are fucking digressing to the fucking Cleveland Browns right now.
You're on the upper echelon. You're a B-plus organization. Let's not get crazy now. Let's not disrespect the Cowboys, the Steelers, the 49ers, and my New England Patriots.
All right, well, we're top seven organizations, top eight historically.
All right, okay. All right. You know? Just take it down a little bit.
Let's
not do that New York thing where you guys always get a little bump hitting off the ladies' tees because you got more buildings than other people. All right,
no,
at the end of the day, Paul.
No. Has nothing to do with New York. I'm just saying we're a team that
if you count NFL titles, you are. So I'm just fucking with you.
No, I know, but like we used to be a team, especially with Eli on the road, we used to be a team that if we lose, we're in the fight. We're in the game. We're in the fourth quarter. We have a shot. Now it's like, last night was a fucking joke, man. It was one of the most frustrating things. My wife was going, Paul, you got to stop yelling at the TV. I mean,
dude, if you want me to play your voice message to me?
Yeah, go ahead, play it.
I mean, it was pretty much that. I was fucking laughing my ass off, not at you, just because I've been there. The fuck is my phone doing right now?
I haven't drank in 2 weeks, and I started drinking last night during this shit.
Oh. All right, here we go. Paul Verzi, put you on speaker. Oh, wait. Hang on a second. It starts with, dude, you watching this shit. Let's see if we can hear this. Oh, sorry. I'm the fucking worst.
So are you watching this shit?
Can you hear it?
We're fucking done with the fucking Giants, dude. We are not fucking listening. Listen, Bill, it's very fucking simple. You know how you stop Tom Brady and he's even admitted it? You fucking make him run for his life and you put him in the ground. That's how the fuck we beat him in the Super Bowls. That's how the fuck the Washington fucking football team beat him last week. Okay? We're rushing fucking four. We're rushing four. These cocksuckers don't want to fucking blitz. He's got all fucking day. It looks like me playing in my backyard with my fucking kids. I'm done with the fucking Giants, dude. Fire everybody. Bring Russell Wilson to New York. That's where he wants to play anyway. Fuck this, dude. I'm watching this game, and these motherfuckers aren't blitzing this guy. It's like, what the fuck are we doing? I'm sitting here. I can't fucking believe what I'm watching. He's got all fucking day in the pocket, dude. I'm sick to my fucking stomach. I don't even give a fuck about the game. I'm fucking livid that my team stinks.
Well, I apologize for anybody if I overly cursed. I was a little really, really upset last night.
I got to tell you, it annoys me that Russell Wilson wants to go to New York.
Well, he doesn't like, from what I heard, he's got a little beef with Sneaky Pete. He's not happy with Sneaky Pete, and he was in the Yankees organization, so I think him doing that and meeting people
might. They always want to go to New York and L.A. They want to be where all the media is. It's fucking annoying. You made bad fucking moves. You should have to pay for it. Nope. New York and L.A. Look at the fucking Lakers. Goddamn fucking Expendables all came in there. Every fucking action hero from the 2008 All-Star game is in. Just riding in like the fucking cavalry. It's annoying.
I love that that's not working in L.A. too. I love that fucking five all Hall of Famers are like 500 right now. I love it. I never did. Remember they tried that?
Come on, dude. This is what it always happens. They go, I don't think they're on the same fucking page, blah, 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 blah. LeBron paces himself. He knows what the fuck he's doing. He needles the team on Twitter, and then they get going, and they're going to make a fucking run. They always do. They always do with other people's fucking goddamn stars. It's annoying.
If Klay Thompson comes back, nobody's beating that Warriors team, dude. The Warriors are fucked. What did they lose, three games? They're great, dude. They're well coached. Everybody's healthy.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, they're going to be good.
Anybody but the Lakers. Unless the Lakers draft a fucking team and add a couple people, I don't mind that shit. But your whole fucking starting roster, Jesus fucking Christ. And from the Houston Rockets and from the fucking Oklahoma Thunder, we got and coming out of retirement. All right, Paul, you're still looking at your bets. This is why I'm catching up with you. You're not
Looking at my bets. I'm trying to find Andrew's line so we can make our week 12 picks here.
That's what I'm saying. I already got mine ready to go.
All right, well, you go first again because we missed one. So you go first.
All right. I am going to take Paul. I hate to tell you this. I'm taking the Philadelphia Eagles -3.5 at your football Giants. You know, I mean, who watches them more than you? And after that fucking screaming and yelling, the Eagles have been playing decent. They've been scoring fucking points and all that type of stuff.
They're on the up.
Only thing I don't like is it's a division rivalry, but that spread is close enough. So I'm going to go with the Eagles, Paul. I'm taking the Eagles for the first time this year.
They're on the up. I'm going to go back to the well here and I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers -3 at home against the Minnesota Vikings. San Francisco is clicking right now. Jimmy G is the best quarterback in football the last 3 weeks. He's playing great. And I love the line being 3. I think that that's a game that worst case scenario, I get a push. I'm going with the Niners that are clicking right now. I think they're going to take a little ride to glory right now. I think they're going to go on a big run here. So I'm taking 49ers.
I kind of like the Vikings in that game. Just beating the Packers. I don't know. The 49ers have stunk. Just because you play all of a sudden 3 games, now I'm supposed to believe they're a good team. I don't know. All right, my next one. Jesus Christ. I'm going to take the Packers -1 at home versus the Rams. I think it's going to be cold out. It'll slow those fuckers down. And, you know, Packers lost last week, probably stinging, you know. Aaron Rodgers is going to come out and put a show on for those people up there in Green Bay / Appleton, Wisconsin.
Okay. I'm going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers getting 4.5.
Bastard. I wanted that game.
I wanted the Packers. I wanted the Packers.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. Okay. Finally, I take one from you.
I just think that the Steelers have the way that game went last week, and they really can't lose another one right now. I think that their back's against the wall. I'm going to take them division rival getting 4.5 against the Bengals.
Well, taking my division rival. But I took your a good team coming home on the road after a loss. Okay. Now we separate the men from the boys here. Let's see here. Oh, Jesus. What am I going to do here? I'm going to go. I want to take the Patriots so bad. I just don't like 6.5. I don't like 6.5. I know Travis Henry isn't in there. I know the Titans just lost to the fucking Texans. Are the wheels coming off? Ah, fuck it. I'm going to take the Patriots -6.5. A lot of points. Oh, I'll tell you, it's a lot of points, Paul.
Yeah, but they're flying right now. Dude, I want to take the Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
I like that. Who are they playing? I like that one.
They moved the line, though. The line was 7, and then they just fucking, like, assholes made it 7.5, which is just enough. It's just enough to bump you off the damn bet. But
absolutely, because if they're up, they're going to go into the fucking prevent. They're up by 2 scores, and they'll be up by 10 points and let them walk down the field. I've been there, Paul. You know what? Here's my thing. I don't watch, unless I bet the Patriots, I don't watch the games I bet on. It's great for your, your sense of well-being.
Oh, my God. All right.
You were so busy looking at your other pick. You didn't even listen to what I said.
No, I heard what you said.
Oh, my God.
You don't like watching your bets and stuff. I just go back and forth and look.
Just going to throw it out. It's actually Derrick Henry. You said Travis Henry. He's the old running back. Yeah, just to save everybody the comment.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you should know the fucking running back name. I got 2 kids under 4. As long as I get one of the fucking names right, I'm happy.
Oh, my God. It's between the Bills and the Cowboys, dude. The Bills.
Paul wants action on the holiday.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to take the Cowboys, dude. I'm going to take the Cowboys 7.5. The Raiders aren't that good. Cowboys are at home. They're coming off of a loss. That's my theory. I think that they got to put on a show there. I know that if the half a point bites me, it bites me. I'm taking the Cowboys on Thanksgiving to win that game.
Raiders have a good front four, but I don't think they got enough. They got enough for the whole game. All right. This is what I got left. Do I either go Falcons -1 at the Jags or Colts getting 2.5 at home against the Bucks? My thing is this time of year, I do not like to bet against Tom Brady, but fucking Carson Wentz is a point scoring son of a bitch. That guy puts up points, Paul.
Yeah.
He puts up, how's the Bucks defense? I don't fucking know. God damn it. And the Jags, I don't know what their deal is. And I know what the Falcons. You know what? Fuck the Falcons and the Jaguars. They're two psycho chicks, and I never know what mood they're in. So, you know what? I'm just going to say to hell with it. I'm going to go with the Colts getting 2.5 at home against the Bucks. Ugh. I don't know. I don't know about that, Paul. That feels like a 2-2 week for me at best. Paul, I think you're going to make up some games this week. You took my Steelers. I was feeling good about that. And if I had the Steelers, I could take a little risk there with the Colts.
Listen, the first half of the
season. You got me out of my comfort zone, Paul. You got me out of the pocket here. I'm not a scrambler.
The first half of the season was mine, but you've turned the ship around, dude. So we're going to have a nice, fun little run here at the end. But I'm falling off. If I don't have a week this week.
Paul, you ever think maybe you were overconfident? I don't remember when it was yours. I had a couple of bad things. You told me I was ready to start high-stepping. It went like fucking week 5. You're the Leon Lett of gamblers. You stuck the ball out, and you let Don Beebe come running up behind you.
I put the ball out.
I'm up 3.5 games on you?
You're up 3.5 games.
Yeah, I'm not even thinking about high-stepping. I'm like, one bad week, he's right back in it. That's what happened to me last week, Paul.
Do I go Bills? Are the Bills going to fucking beat the Saints by 6 points on Thanksgiving after they had
it? It's up to 6? I thought it was 4.5.
It's 5.5 now. It moved up. I'm going to take the Bills or the Ravens.
Wait a minute. I go by what Andrew sent us.
It's the same link. It's just the BetMGM link. So if you checked it last, did you check it this morning?
Yeah, changed today. It changed.
It must have changed in between. Yeah.
Well, I have Patriots 6.5, Eagles 3.5, and Colts. Is Colts still 2.5? Plus 2?
Yes. Plus 2.5. Yeah, yeah.
All right. So those
everything else is still in. Yeah.
All right. Paul taking a deep breath there.
I'm going to take. Oh my God, this is tough, dude. I want to take the it's the Ravens or the Bills, and I don't know which one to do. But
who the Ravens got?
The Ravens got the Browns, and they're -4 at
home. Who the Bills? Bills have the Saints.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, they unless the first half of the season was bullshit, I mean, aren't they due for something breaking out here? I love Josh Allen. I just don't. Somebody hurt up there? Is something going on in the locker room? I just don't understand because I haven't seen any major injury. It was like, dude, they were double-digit favorites the whole season. I was riding them every week. They were covering.
All right, I'm going to do a curveball right now. Are you ready for this one? I'm going to do a curveball. I'm going to take the Detroit Lions to win their Super Bowl Thanksgiving Day, getting 3 points against the Chicago Bears. They always play well on Thanksgiving. They're getting 3.
Wait,
This is their Super Bowl. They always play.
Lose every year on it. What are you talking about?
I don't think they lose every year.
I like the pick, but I mean, let's not fucking rewrite history. Paul, they were 0-16 one year.
Yeah, no, they're 0-9-1. I mean, it's as bad as it gets, but I'm taking their first. I'm getting them 3 points. Give it to me, Andrew.
I didn't know they haven't won a game yet this year. Good. I like that. That's good karma. Let's get somebody into. I love Detroit. That's one of my favorite cities. Let's get them a win, Paul. Paul Verzi gets them a win.
Oh, that's an early game. That's 12:30. That's 12:30 in 2 days.
That could ruin your dinner, Paul. I want to enjoy my holiday. I stayed away from both of those. They don't need dad, degenerate dad screaming at the TV.
The Lions are a bit below 500 overall. I don't know when this article was written. Let me double check.
That goes back to Bobby Lane. Let's
23 hours ago. Yeah, 37-42-2. The two ties came in a three-year span from 63 to 65. From 51 to 63, they played the Packers every Thanksgiving. Overall, but the Lions...
If anybody's listening to this from Detroit, what is the furthest Detroit has ever gotten in the playoffs ever in their history? I want to know that. Like
second round. As far as Super Bowl era, I remember Eddie Murray hitting a field goal against the 49ers or something.
Isn't Eddie Murray a baseball player?
He was also a kicker.
Oh, okay.
I believe that was his name. Let me look it up. I probably fucked that one up too.
Eddie Murray. You see him with an Orioles hat kicking.
No, he's right. Eddie Murray.
Bam!
M-U-R-R-A-Y.
There you go. Look at that, huh? Everybody was all ready to get all sore at me.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so everybody. That's the picks. That's the picks for our week 12 preview. Bill has a 3.5 game lead. We want everybody to have a happy
Oh, you got to have a 4-0 in you.
What?
17 weeks, you got to get a 4-0.
You got to get
the golden goose. It's got to be. I got to think it's coming.
I've had a bunch of 3-1s. I've never gotten it, though, this year.
Bridesmaid, never a bride, Paul. It's got to happen.
We'll get it this year, hopefully.
Instead of the Monday night special, do you want to do the Sunday night special? That'll be the Cleveland Browns versus the Ravens division rivalry. Or it's Monday's game is Seattle, Washington. So it's up to you guys.
I like Cleveland Ravens. I like that division.
It's a little more fun of a game, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a Sunday night special. Sunday night everybody. Special. Don't get it confused, guys. It's a Sunday night special.
Let the Sunday night special.
All right. We'll do the Sunday night special. We'll be -4 Ravens at home against the Browns. You guys want to do Lamar Jackson rushing 50 yards?
I need a 4 in that, Paul. I'm seeing 45.
45 yards?
45 yards.
Okay, Lamar Jackson rushes for 45 yards. Go ahead, Bill. What do you want? What do you got in there?
Baker Mayfield throws a pick.
Oh, I love it. Love that. All right.
He scrambles. He tries to make things happen. I just feel like they need a win. He might force one in there. But I'm a big Baker Mayfield fan. But I just feel like there's going to be one of those. It's going to be one of those. So that means, what else? We need one more thing here.
I like the Ravens at home. I think they're a better football team.
I like the Ravens.
-4.
Is he going to go in there and break their hearts, Paul?
No.
You don't think so? Baker Mayfield doesn't come in there and ruin their Thanksgiving weekend.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Ravens always have a defense. Yeah, I like that. Let's go. Ravens.
Defense, good quarterback, good kicker, good coach.
Great seafood, you know.
Great crab cakes.
Yeah.
All right. So just so people are clear and nobody's confused, Lamar Jackson rushing for over 45 yards or 45 yards or more. And with the money line, we're taking the Ravens. -4. Okay.
That's the Sunday night special.
The Sunday night special is done. Week 12 preview is done. If you guys are in Connecticut, Thanksgiving weekend, I'm going to be at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut, November 26th, 2 shows, November 27th, 2 shows. Come out. I'm doing the new hour, and it is my last weekend of the year. All right, here we go. I don't even have to read it. I know it. Guys, go to the best damn app there is in all of gaming. It's the BetMGM app. Use bonus code BURR, B-U-R-R, and they will match your first bet, dollar bet, $100, right, Andrew? Is that it? Yes. So it's very simple. Just go to the BetMGM, download the BetMGM app, use bonus code BURR, B-U-R-R, and your first dollar bet, they will give $100 on your first bet. Come, enjoy it, have a good time. It's the best reliable gambling app out there. And that is it, everybody. Use bonus code BURR. Come join us. We'll see you guys next week. You have to be 21 years of age or older to wager in Arizona, Colorado, D.C., Iowa, Indianapolis, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming only. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 800-522-4700 for Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, and Virginia. 800-270-7117 for confidential help, Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER, Indianapolis, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF for Iowa. Call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 800-889-9789 for Tennessee, or call 888-777-9696 for Minnesota. Sports betting is a void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states were prohibited. Promotional offers not available in Nevada.